Random House Audio presents Warriors of God, Inside Hezbollah's 30-Year Struggle Against Israel by Nicholas Blanford. Read for you by Rob Shapiro. Introduction. August 4, 1994. Camp Shamrock, Tibnin, South Lebanon. Like a stream of red ellipses, machine gun tracer rounds arched lazily across the inky night sky. Every few moments, a vivid white flash from an exploding artillery shell revealed for a microsecond the distant ridgeline and the volcano-shaped silhouette of the outpost above Hadatha village, manned by Israeli-allied Lebanese militiamen and under attack by Hezbollah. This was my first view of the fighting in South Lebanon, and I was watching it with a cup of coffee alongside several Irish United Nations peacekeepers. The location of the Irish battalion's headquarters granted it a clear southward view across a shallow stony valley to the ridge that marked the edge of Israel's occupation zone. To me, the battle unfolding a mile and a half away was a confusing kaleidoscope of colored lights and loud bangs. To the Irish officers, however, this was purely routine, an event they had witnessed many times. They sipped coffee, nonchalantly discussed where Hezbollah's mortars were probably located, and remarked on the improving accuracy of their bombardments. This minor attack, recorded by the UN mission known as UNIFIL, in one of many soon-forgotten shoot reps, came during a period in which Hezbollah was gradually shedding its Lebanese Civil War image as a shadowy band of kidnappers and suicide bombers, and emerging in the public eye as a resourceful guerrilla army recording a growing number of battlefield successes.